From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Wednesday she reached the conclusion that Russia was culpable for the attempted murder of Sergei Skripal and his daughter. May announced the actions Britain would undertake in response.
This morning I chaired a further meeting of the National Security Council, where we agreed immediate actions to dismantle the Russian espionage network in the UK, urgent work to develop new powers to tackle all forms of hostile state activity, and to ensure that those seeking to carry out such activity cannot enter the UK, and additional steps to suspend all planned high-level contacts between the United Kingdom and the Russian Federation.
Britain will expel 23 Russian diplomats who have 1 week to leave. It also has called for a meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the incident. The Civil Defense Search and Rescue Group in Syria, also known as the White Helmets, released a video Wednesday showing mass destruction in eastern Ghouta caused by Syrian shelling. The video shows debris, bodies on the ground, and people panicking as they move through the destruction after their neighborhood was bombed. About 400,000 people are believed to be living there, trapped under a relentless air and ground bombardment and crippling years-long siege. More than 1,000 people have been killed since the large-scale government offensive began on the 18th of February. Thousands of U.S. students walked out of classes at mid-morning Wednesday to protest the lack of congressional action to combat gun violence in American schools. Also, they were there to remember those killed in a mass shooting last month at a Florida high school. They have been calling for more gun control measures. This is VOA News. The United Nations